There are several wonderful texts in our scriptures that talk about the fulfillment of all, the end of time. And this fulfillment is so glorious and wonderful that it is often portrayed as a feast. Isaiah 25 is a beautiful text, often read at funerals, about the feast for all nations that God will serve on God's holy mountain. Now, the interesting question is, what's on the menu at this feast? What's on the menu at this feast? And there's a Talmudic teaching, and it never fails when there's a mistake in the bulletin that it's the one I'm preaching about, right? We left out verse 27 in the psalm, and that verse says, "And there is that Leviathan which you have made for the sport of it." And the Leviathan is a great sea creature, a great fish. And the mythology around the fish is that it's absolutely, completely huge, and it's a symbol of chaos, like the chaos of the oceans in a storm. And there's a teaching from the ancient sages, Judaism's ancient sages, that Leviathan is what will be served at the great feast. So, if you're a pescatarian, fish is being served at the great feast. That should make you happy. But it's an interesting image, because the idea there is that finally, chaos is overcome. We feast on the symbol itself of chaos because chaos is overcome. And you can't help but think of the story of creation in the first of Genesis, where God likes to put everything in exactly its right place. The overcoming of chaos. So it's really interesting to me that our lectionary gives us this psalm with its mention of Leviathan, and the ancient sages suggest that Leviathan is what we'll eat at the great feast. All of these images of chaos being overcome on Pentecost fascinates me. Because as you think about the scripture readings that we heard, that on one level they seem a little chaotic, but they are actually about precisely how God overcomes chaos. The Acts story of Pentecost is noisy. And this noisy story of Pentecost includes everyone hearing in their own language. And many times churches act this out by having everybody read the gospel all at the same time in various languages, and it makes a great chaotic noise. But that's not what the text says. To get the idea of the chaotic noise, you'd have to step out of the story and look at it from above. The text says, everyone heard their own language. The idea being that everyone could hear the words of God in a way that they could understand. It's an image of inclusion. It's an image of welcoming everyone in. In addition, then, Peter preaches from Joel, a little book of prophecy from the Old Testament. And Joel, when we hear those beautiful words, they're so lovely that you can just sort of let them wash over you about young men and women prophesying. And notice that it says men and women. And the story of the, you know, young people having dreams and old people having visions and all of that. The language is beautiful. But the meaning is everyone becomes a prophet. Everyone. has access to the Word of God. Everyone, again, gathering people together, making them one. The same is true in the John reading, the gospel that we just heard, which is a quieter version of Pentecost. In John's story, it's a quiet version where Jesus reminds his disciples that they're one with him and he's one with the Father, and therefore they are one with the Father. Everyone is in God. Everyone is in God. They are all made one. That's how God overcomes chaos. God doesn't overcome chaos in the controlling ways that we might, where everyone needs to get in line and do what's right and do what I tell them to do. God overcomes chaos by making family, by making community, by gathering people around the table. God overcomes chaos not by controlling, but by inviting. Not by demanding, but by welcoming. God overcomes chaos by bringing us together and making us one. And that making us one is precisely the gift of the Holy Spirit. These folks who are being baptized today, we're celebrating the fact that God reaches out and gathers them in, and God reaches out and gathers all of us in, that this is the nature of God to reach out and gather in, to overcome chaos by making community, to overcome chaos by making family, to overcome chaos by inviting everyone to have a place at the table. That's how God overcomes chaos. It's what God does. It's who God is. God makes one of all of us. God makes one by gathering us together. God makes one by creating a great feast at the end of time that is the fulfillment of all things. And God serves us the very symbol of chaos at that meal, because chaos is overcome by the meal itself. God brings us together today and always, and at the end of time, we'll have fish.